Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Derek.
Hey there, Kay.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It is like week 10,000 of shows from home.
I know, the remote Skype show.
Everything from home. But you know what? It ain't bad.
It ain't bad. You know, I like being home, so here we are.
Yeah, me too. I like being home as well. It's a good place, and you know, I would be lying if I said I hadn't been sitting at this desk for most of the day. But it's okay. Because I got a chair, and it's good.
You got a nice, beautiful chair.
I got a bunny chair.
I'm jealous of a pink bunny chair.
It's the best. It's the best chair. It's like, it makes quarantine okay, you know?
And you want to give the plug again, you know, for the...
For the chair?
Yeah.
It's the bunny autofull gaming chair. But no one can see the chair because we're not live on YouTube.
Well, but, you know, you could still be, you know, talking it up, like, you know.
It's got bunny ears.
Detachable ears.
And a tail.
So you can put the bunny ears on. Can you also wear the tail?
I mean, I suppose if you had something to button it on. It's got one of those like loopy loops, you know, to attach it. It's like attached with on a button.
Oh, I see.
Ripped in there. Yeah. I mean, you can take it off.
That's so funny. Why would they put the button? You button it on a shirt, I guess.
I guess, you know, you could remove it, you know, if you really didn't want to have it, if you just wanted to have a nice pink chair. Oh, share successful. Yeah, publish my video. But, you know, it's a fun bunny chair. Anyway,
fun bunny chair. Okay.
Should we just start the show?
Yeah, let's just get right up into it.
Let's get into it.
Okay, here we go. Click, click. Yeah.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How
are
you
doing? Hello.
Hello,
motherfucker.
Hello.
Hi.
This is fun.
This is fun.
You want a woo-hoo? It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
I think it's yes!
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, baby!
Hey now!
Woo!
We love the Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Yeah, we are broadcasting live from Boston in a Boston suburb. Today is October 25, 2020. Or as we like to say in the business, Rocktober. And this is episode 373, I believe. Over a quarter million listens and growing.
Holy shit!
The most professional and unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know.
Hey, the soundboard's back. And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there on the Skype is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
DKpodcast.com is our website. There
we go.
That's pretty much all I'm going to say. You know, if you want to call us between, you know, right now for an hour, it's 661-467-2416.
And the chat room is open.
I feel like that's all we need to say, really.
I put it to the Facebook. Well, yeah, who knows?
You know, whatever. Anyway, whatever. I know you were having some problems with the soundboard.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week.
Yeah.
So what happened with that?
It was a quick...
I want the full update on that.
It's not as exciting, but maybe I can make it that way. I was using the wrong file. And the official file of the Derek and Kay Show that was set up in 2014 got put into the recycling bin somehow.
You know what? That's happened to me a couple of times where things have mysteriously ended up in the recycling bin.
Not cool.
And it's not cool because in one case, stuff got deleted.
Yeah.
And it was like Sims builds that I like wanted to have. And they're like gone, baby, gone. Good thing I uploaded them onto the gallery.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're on the internets.
Yeah.
But like, I was mad.
Cha-cha-cha. Yeah. Cha-cha. I mean, this was like, you know, I think the last show we did, I was like trying to scramble. So I was like, I'm looking at all the files and I'm like, these are the soundboard files. And anyways, I just restored it and everything worked fine. It was like,
wow.
It was like a, you know, 10-second fix. I was like, oh, that. Yeah, okay.
That's such an easy fix. That's, who knew?
Yeah, so
hooray!
Everything
hooray!
Is, hooray! Everything is okay now. Yeah, anyways. Woo!
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back.
We're back.
We skipped a week because I was supposed to be in Maryland, but I did not go. I did not get to go. I will go in November.
You are going? Yeah.
Yeah, but I had to postpone a little bit, and it made me sad.
I know. We were texting. Yeah, sorry about that.
I was sad. I've been having, you know, it's been a tough time. My parents are going through a hard time right now, and I was sad that I couldn't be there to be with them.
Sure.
But it's coming soon, and hopefully that'll be a good thing for me to do. But in the meantime, we're just, you know, we're living our best lives in quarantine.
Yeah,
I've been editing two videos for my gaming channel all day.
Nice.
Because I when I film like the villager hunt, which I told you about in Animal Crossing,
mm-hmm.
I hunted last night for 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And it takes me a while to edit that down to 45 minutes or so.
Oh my gosh, I bet. Yeah. What, you're yeah. still on the hunt even though you got your hot dog hamburger sheep or something like this.
Well, here's right. the story, Derek. Every 15 days, there's potential for one of your villagers to ask to move out of your village, isle off your island.
Okay.
And so Pietro, the clown sheep, which I had asked
clown
to
sheep.
Move in about a month ago.
Sure.
He's kind of creepy. I asked him to move in about a month ago. I found him on a hunt, and he said yes. And then a few days ago, he was like, you know what? I want to peace out.
Mm.
So I said, mm-hmm. fine, get out. So we left. And then I went hunting. Was it last night? I think it was. Yeah, it was last night. It was very fun.
Okay.
So I haven't released the video yet, so no spoilers.
No spoils. Can you say if it was successful or not?
Very successful.
Very successful.
Very successful.
Okay.
You know what?
Nice.
Here's the thing. I don't think a lot of people who watch my channel, listen to this podcast.
Okay.
The gaming channel.
Get some
Organized Gamer.
There you go. Yeah.
Which recently surpassed 10,000 subscribers.
Oh my gosh.
Holy f***ing shit.
That's a lot, Kay.
It is a lot.
Wow.
So I did take last night Eric, who I've been looking for a while. There mm-hmm. it is. Spoilers are out.
Is this Eric with a C or a K?
Eric with a K.
Ooh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Eric with a K. He is a very cute. He's the only moose in the game.
Oh, moose.
He's a moose. I mean, I guess technically he's a deer because he uses the deer character, like design engine. But he's got moose antlers. He's a moose.
Okay.
And his house is all like wintry and snowy. And he's got his sweater on. He's
oh,
just,
that's cute. Yeah.
He's like the cutest. He's literally the cutest, like, moose I've ever seen, and I took him home. It took me 73 tickets to find him.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of games, next week,
Pikmin.
The 30th? Am I right on that?
30th.
Yeah.
The 30th. Did you pre-order?
Oh, my gosh. No.
You got to pre-order. It's already on my Switch. The software downloaded.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that then.
I placed my pre-order, like, a week and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And Nintendo took my money a few days ago and then downloaded the software onto my Switch so I can see it there.
Okay.
But I know that I can't play it. Because I've done this before.
Oh, this is, okay. I didn't realize because I'm kind of new, you know, on the Switch. So
yeah, because I did it with Pokemon when they, like, okay. you know, if you can download the game, like, before it's out, but you can't play it.
I'm totally going to do that. I'm going to, yeah, because that's,
Because who wants to wait in line on the 30th?
No.
You're not really waiting in line, but like, you know, it's probably going to be slower on the 30th.
Yeah. Or if you're going to order it or something. So you just download it. That's great. Yeah.
I'm going to totally
do that.
How big is your Switch memory card?
Card? I don't think I have a card.
Ooh. You don't have a memory card on your Switch?
I mean, I just keep Smash in there. The slot.
Like an SD card? You have a physical copy of Smash.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a gift. It's my sweetie gave it to me. Remember we played on that day. Yeah.
We did. Yeah. And you have a digital copy of Jackbox games and Goose games.
Everything else is downloaded, yeah.
Okay. Just check to see if you have if you're running out of room.
I thought I looked sometime and it looked like there was plenty of room. I don't have a lot of games. What's the standard size on that? I don't even know.
I mean, it's, I have 256 gigabytes.
Card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Memory card. So I can keep all my pictures and videos on my Switch and all the games. Because I think I might have like 30 games.
But what's on board?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I got the internet in my hand.
Okay. I was just curious. So we got someone on the phone, but I think they're probably just listening from the 817. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. That sounds like somebody who's just listening.
I am just listening.
Very, very good. There's no question at this time. Okay.
The Nintendo Switch has 32 gigabytes of internal storage.
Okay. That sounds like a lot. I mean,
that's like
for someone that doesn't have a lot of games.
Your like iPhone starting in like 2012.
I mean, I got like, I don't know, 5 or 6 games. It's probably
iPod
fine.
Touch.
It's probably fine, right?
Remember iPod Touch?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
It
was basically like iPhone without the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of cool.
I loved my iPod Touch.
Yeah.
I had, did I have more than one iPod Touch? I don't think I did. I think I just had one iPod Touch, which I loved.
I
loved it.
I love the little one. Well, I don't even remember what it's called that you could basically put in a watch band. I had that.
Oh,
I was rocking
yeah.
that for a little while because they had this deal. Like if you sent in a broken whatever, they'd send you one of those. So I kept getting like free one. I'd be buying like broken.
What were those called? Were those iPod Nano?
I don't know. Was it a Nano? It was
I feel like it is.
It was like a little bigger than a watch. It was pretty cool. I still have one somewhere, I'm sure.
You know what? I don't think it's iPod Nano. I think it's even smaller because iPod Nano.
It had a little screen and it did stuff.
It
kept track of your steps and all that.
Because iPod Nano was like the kind of one that was like this big.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
think this was after that. What's it called?
I mean, maybe it's. I think it might be an iPod Nano, but like. A different version of it.
Later generation, yeah.
Yeah, 6th generation iPod Nano.
Wow.
Is like super, super teeny. Like one of these pups?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
I had tons of those things. I was like wheeling and dealing those things.
Wheeling and dealing.
I'd buy a broken iPod and then like send it to Apple and then they'd send a new one and then I'd sell it.
That's a scam.
Well, I only did about 10 or so.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I fixed some of the ones I fixed, and then the ones I couldn't, I think I sent back. I don't remember how it went. Yeah, anyways.
I got to send my Sony, my older Sony camera in to get fixed so that I can just use it as a webcam. I think that's the move.
Oh. I got a new...
I
got a new HD thing, but I was trying to set it up, and it looked like S, so I switched back to the... I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you got a webcam?
Yeah. It's
what kind?
Couldn't even tell you. I just got out of the box.
You tried to set it up and it looked like ass?
It really did. It was like
USB 3 or something?
You know what the thing? Maybe it's maybe it's because I didn't take that film off the lens. The protective.
If there's film on the lens,
now,
that might be a problem
now,
for you.
Now I'm seeing that there. Yeah. Yep.
Boy, this is fascinating.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it right now. I'm like, yeah, there's that little. They put a little tab on there. Yeah, so I can
pull
it off.
Those are the things that make you feel real stupid when you figure it out.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, it looks
fuzzy.
Why does this look good?
I don't know. This one looks better. I'm using the one on the device. Anyways,
it looked pretty good. Yeah,
This is fine. Yeah, whatever this is, I don't know.
It's like you're at least 720, you know?
It might be. Yeah, it might be. But we'll get up there with the other one. Who knows? Because I'm doing more, you know, like work meetings. And yeah. I'm actually doing like hosting like online events, you know, like Zoom things.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got a few gigs for that. Nice. So, yeah, I got the setup. Might as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you got everyone's investing in like live streaming video equipment because that's where we are right now.
Yeah, and I had all the audio already, so it was like,
yeah, why not? Yeah, because I have cameras. Set up this video, I can use it as a webcam.
Yeah, I just set up this nice, well, this backdrop, but it will look better once I get the camera position better. But got a curtain behind with a
I can see that
with the lights. You could you know.
Oh, nice. You change. I know. I want to get some RGB lights behind me.
That's what we got going here. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get some of those. Those are cool. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's got to have like a nice background, you know, because everyone's going to see your room.
Yeah. And I had a door behind here. It looks weird talking in front of a door.
It's
like you think someone's going to come in or something. It's like, where do you,
I like the curtains, though. They look nice.
Thanks.
And the colors.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll get there. I got to position this thing. But anyways, this is a podcast, so people don't see us right now.
No, people don't see us. But, you know, talking about things that everyone can relate to, you know, streaming from home, live streaming. I love live streaming, by the way.
Yeah. You're big into it. That's what you do.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun to interact with people when you're at home, you know. behind a screen, but it's very fun on the gaming channel. Very fun, because it's just like everyone's sort of playing with you. You know, your video game. Very fun.
I mean, by video game, you just mean Animal Crossing.
Yeah, just Animal Crossing.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh.
But when Pikmin comes out,
yeah,
it's happening.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even care. I don't care. I might have to take it to Twitch.
Can we?
If it doesn't really perform well, but, you know, we'll see. Yeah.
I wonder if we should have it, we can have like a special Pikmin segment because I, you know, I'm probably going to get into it, you know. I don't know.
If we could get into it. I love a good Pikmin battle.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have to unlock it though. It seems like something you'd have to unlock after a little bit of play. But I'm excited for the graphics. I hope the graphics are it looks beautiful.
It really looks beautiful. Yeah.
But I'm scared about, I'm scared about a few things. I'm scared about playing in front of other people. And I'm scared about the enemies.
Yeah, some of them look pretty nasty. There's some new types of Pikmin. We're talking about the little guys you make do things. And there's like a rock type, isn't there? Is that new?
I think it was new for that game, yeah.
Okay. I saw that. I didn't recognize it.
Okay, yeah, I this is a game that I have actually played before, but not a lot. I think I played through maybe like, well, I don't want to say like it's not a lot, but I maybe played through like 10 hours of the game, but the game is a lot longer than that. You know, after a while, and I'm going to admit this, fully admit this, after a while, you might get kind of frustrated and like rage quit.
No way.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was like, you know what, F this. All my guys are dying all the time. Like, I don't have enough. I had to, like, you have to, like, breed them all the time. And, yeah, I rage quit after a while. But you know what? I've abandoned a lot of games this year.
So,
I abandoned Pokemon Shield.
Okay.
Rip to the Pokemon that I've left behind.
Wow.
But I haven't abandoned Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. I'm still into that. That's my, like, before bed ritual.
Is this kind of like a role-playing thing?
Yeah. It's the lawyer game.
Oh, right. I think I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
You can point and say, objection! It's really stupid. But it's fun. It's so fun. Because all you have to do is make choices. Put together pieces of information and, like, make decisions. So, it's fun.
All right.
The graphics on the game, like the animations on the game are like so like low budget.
Yeah.
It's like not even, I mean, I don't know, like they didn't even update the animations on the game. They like just ported it over to Switch and was like, here, enjoy slightly better graphics with the same exact gameplay.
Not a major title, I take it. Is it?
I think it's got a niche audience, and in its niche audience, I think it's very popular.
Okay.
I think once you've played one, you like are a huge fan of it and you want to play them all. Because they're just, uh-huh. they're kind of wacky, you know? They're very wacky.
I see.
But I haven't picked up like it, Untitled Goose Game in a while.
Oh, yeah. We got into that. We played a little bit with the two-player.
There's two-player now?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're the one who hit me to that. And
I did. But does it just update? Is that what it is? Or
you can get an update. No, it's not a purchase thing. I think it's
okay. It just updates.
Yeah. Okay. It's a little different with the two players. It's two geese. Yeah, one's like slightly. One's got like a little. What do you call that on the nose? The beak. It's a little.
Oh,
bump.
A little bump.
Yeah. And I mean, it's kind of the same game, but the people you're working with, so to speak, is they're a little bit different. Like some of them are a little harder. I don't know. We found it to be a little different.
Okay.
With like, I don't know. It's still hard with two, even though you think it'd be a little bit easier. But
yeah. I feel like those games. I feel like a lot of cooperative games are like really hard, like Overcooked. It's just one that you're just yelling at each other, and it's really hard. Do you know this game? Have you played this before?
No, I think you talked about it before.
It's really just you yelling at your partner.
Oh boy.
It's really stressful.
That sounds like it could go south. For some
it folks. Doesn't yeah. it does that's just this game does not get opened very much.
Oh boy.
Like hardly ever, actually. I mean, it seems like a good idea, you know, but mm-hmm. then I'm like, I can't do this with you right now. Like, what are you doing? So the Nintendo Switch has a stellar lineup. Like mm-hmm. really good games. But I definitely cannot wait for Pikmin. Very excited. What's that, like 5 days? I'm fully on board. When is the 30th? Friday?
It's a Friday. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. I can't wait.
Put that on my calendar.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I'm going to do what you said, and I'll download the sucker.
Yeah, download it right now. Because like it's why wait?
Yeah.
Why wait?
Yeah.
But that's the day before Halloween, and Animal Crossing on Halloween is going to be a hoot.
Yeah. What do they call it? It's not Halloween. It's,
I think they actually do call it Halloween. Actually, in Animal Crossing, mm-hmm. I don't think it's not related to any particular religion.
Okay.
So I think that they are okay calling it Halloween, but I think in other games they did call it Spooky Day. I think.
Spooky Day.
But they did. I think they did call it Halloween in this game. They call it the Halloween update. So it is, but there's definitely no Christmas, definitely Toy Day. So, and there's the Harvest Day or whatever. It's not Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It looks like we have a call.
Oh, really?
Someone that's
I don't
been
have on, the studio open. So
someone go, that's so been on hold apparently has a question. So
okay.
I feel like I should we should probably go to the phones, right? Is that
let's go to the phones.
All right, we'll go to the phones. From the 617 area code, you're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Eve.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
All right.
So I just had a quick note. That Rebecca Black song that you've been playing, is about 10 years old as of this upcoming February 2021. So I would like to ask that maybe you retire it in February 2021 and never play it again, because the more you play it, I'm sure there are people who have never heard it before. You're just giving more, you know, popularity to it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I listened to today? Speaking
request.
Of old stuff.
10 years, wow.
Shrifty 5.
Oh, that's great. That's a classic.
Today.
So what?
Remember that?
So what was this again? This is like some kind of web before there was like, I don't know.
Albino Black Sheep.
Yeah.
.com.
One of our favorite sites back in the day.
favorite.
Oh my gosh.
Peanut butter jelly time.
That was, that's on the soundboard somewhere. I feel like that's many years ago.
55.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Remember the little, what were those animations that were like, I don't know what it was called, where the Kenya, where
yeah.
do you see lions? Only in Kenya.
We'll leave that on for like, 10 minutes.
We would. We'd leave it on for like 10 minutes and laugh like at
loops.
It and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because it just looped. Can you believe it? Where do you see lions?
It's great. I wish we could play some of that.
I got a big bag of crabs here.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them in my mouth.
What was it? I want to say like Weeble.
Weeble stuff.
Weeble stuff.
Weeble stuff. Oh my God, does that still exist?
Can I play something like that?
Please, please, please.
I guess we'll have to take that request about, I don't know, if 10 years, that's a long time.
It
How
is.
How do I hang up?
Okay, bye.
Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, all right, bye.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, Weeble stuff still exists.
All right, let me, I'm trying to pull it up here. I see it. Magical Trevor, which was also very good.
Oh, Magical Trevor. Wow.
I wonder, what was the lions? Maybe I'll just...
Kenya.
Okay.
Oh, my God, please. I love it. Where do you see lions?
Oh, I might have it here.
I like the background.
Oh, like, no, it's on YouTube. Yeah, like the trumpet thing?
Yeah.
There's Oh my gosh, what is this?
It was stupid. Okay. It's like old ass internet stuff from like the early 2000s. That was amazing. Only in Kenya. Come to Kenya, we've got lions. We can see tigers. Only in Kenya. Got lions and tigers, only in Kenya. Forget Norway. Norway. More like Snorway. Oh, Kenya, where the giraffes are, and the zebra. Kenya, 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 Kenya. Kenya, going to Kenya. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
There we go.
Is this like vintage internet stuff?
Vintage
is that
internet,
is?
That's... fascinating. The next thing, just so you know, the next thing that was going to come up was, of course, Badgers.
That was also, the original viral clip.
Yeah, which is a little bit, I don't know, a little bit...
Mushroom.
A little bit more out there, I think, and maybe...
It's very weird.
It's very weird, yeah.
A snake! Oh,
it's kind of it, yeah.
It's big! It's a badger. Wow. I feel like even the young people might know about badgers. You know what I mean?
I think I've heard people make the reference before. Yeah. It's good classic internet.
It's classic internet.
I don't know.
When internet was still so innocent. And
this is saying 12 years ago, but I feel like it was a lot longer than that.
How many years ago?
This is saying 12 years ago, but I'm thinking this is a lot longer.
12 years ago? Oh, yeah, no.
It's
like, what was the original? It had to be like 2000. I mean,
yeah, we're
I
talking we're early on, 2000s.
I think we're getting
definitely
close to 20 years.
Okay.
Like 2003, 2002.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that I was on the internet wasting time in 2002 when I was at my office job.
Yeah.
At Louisville Conservatory or wherever I worked,
mm-hmm.
or the ballet in like 2001 or whatever.
Yep. I remember Sarah and I getting crazy watching this stuff with our boss, actually.
Wasting so much time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were like, I remember we were in the office laughing about peanut butter jelly time. Just laughing.
It's peanut butter jelly time. It's so silly.
Oh my God. Classic internet. And I remember like being on like MySpace, and here's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Friendster?
Oh yeah.
Remember Friendster?
We were on Friendster, right?
Is Friendster not around anymore?
And there was a weird thing. Wasn't it a thing with Friendster that there would be like parties and stuff and like meetups? You're like, oh yeah, there's this. Is that a thing that happened? Like there would be like people, like close circles of people that would meet up. They're like, really? Oh, well, I know this person from so-and-so on Friendster. It was really
Friendster
weird.
Was so weird. Yeah, I was on Friendster for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I think I remember being on there.
And I don't know. It was like before MySpace, mm-hmm. right?
I didn't do that.
I did that. I did that. I don't know what's going on with MySpace now. Like, can I still log into my MySpace profile?
I don't know.
If I have the credentials, what do you think?
That could be a fun thing. Blast from the past.
Who are my top eight? Remember, like, you would have, like, your top eight or whatever? Top eight friends?
I wasn't my thing.
Oh, that's right. You weren't on MySpace.
You know,
you'd have your top eight friends who were, like, your best friends on MySpace. And it was an honor to be in the top eight.
Wow.
So stupid.
Special friends. Do you know, looking back at some of the Facebook memories, I found it interesting to see that the way it looked like whatever it was like 10 years ago or something, the way that you would word things. It wasn't like you would just post something.
Cringe.
What is that? It would be like you'd say your name, like Derek is.
Yes, they would say your name, like K is.
What is that?
And then you would say whatever you were doing or whatever is on your mind. And if you go back and look at those memories, yeah. They pop up from time to time. It's cringe.com.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I didn't remember that until I saw that. I was like, that's, I don't know.
Do you ever look at pictures you uploaded from like 2007 and see how grainy and dry?
Oh, they're horrible. Yeah, horrible quality like pictures back then. At least you got them. It's kind of cool.
It's true.
That they're
it's
all
true.
In one place. They but yeah, exist, the quality.
Like, OMG.
I know.
OMG.
Wow.
Well, can we take a quick break? I'm going to grab a glass of wine and.
Oh, a glass of wine.
And stir my chili.
Oh, you're making some chili. We'll have to talk about that because it's a food show.
It is a food show.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Good times.
Yeah, we'll take a short break. I don't know what we'll talk about after that. Maybe I can always pull up some weird news.
There you go. I don't know. I love the weird news.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Bye.
Problems falling asleep at night, the tossing, the turning, the countless hours trying to find that perfect position. It seems like just when you get comfortable, you hear this. You tried feathers, foams, and synthetic fibers, but isn't it time you slept on something nature intended? Introducing Nachopedic Cheese-Filled Beds and Pillows, an alternative to your sleeping needs. All of Nachopedic Beds and Pillows are filled with 100% natural nacho cheese. This chemical-free, viscous material instantly forms to the contours of your body, providing you with both comfort and support night after night. And all of our products come with a lifetime warranty, because nacho cheese never expires. Nachopedic Beds and Pillows. It's nacho cheese, but it is your pillow. It's also your cheese.
Warning, cheese may attract insects and raccoons.
Extremely secretive and expensive government research suggests that cats like gum. More on that tonight.
This week on Zenora, Queen of Battle, a journey is undertaken.
Here, Janelle, we can bathe in this hot spring.
And there's room for both of us.
And Janelle is wounded.
Ow! My inner thigh!
Here, let me rub some ointment on that.
All on the next Zenora.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Woo! Hello!
How's the chili doing, Kay?
It is doing amazing. I just took the lid off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like simmering, kind of like aggressively, but I'm going to leave it anyway.
Mm.
It smells good, and I just tasted some of the liquid, the broth. It's delicioso.
Mm-hmm.
So I made some rice to go on the side, some brown rice, and I'm going to eat it with, like, tortilla chips.
Ah, oh, nice.
Maybe I'll cut some avocado up if I don't need the avocado for the meals. I feel like, do I need the avocado for dinner this week? I don't know.
Oh.
Isn't it yummy?
You can always save the...
I think I do. I think I'm going to leave the avocados alone.
Avocado for Taco Tuesday.
I'm going to leave the avocados alone. Yeah, there's actually there's no tacos on the menu this week, but there's quesadillas and tostadas on the list.
Oh, well, that could work.
That works totally fine. We're having shrimp tostadas, and we're having a vegetable black bean quesadillas. Hi, Clover. He came in here. You want to see him?
All right, let's see. Let's see Clover Pie. It's good for radio. Mm-hmm.
It's great for radio.
Look at that fluffy face. Oh, he's so here. Cute. Look at that snoot. Oh,
he's super cute.
Oh, he looks good. He's looking good.
Yeah, he came in here to visit. He wanted to know what I was doing because I haven't really paid attention to him all day except for in the morning.
Is he a little tired?
He
looks a little cleaner. I think last time he was kind of dirty or something. You were saying he was.
Yes,
he's looking good.
I bathed him.
Last Friday.
Hi.
Oh, he's so cute.
I bathed him. No, I bathed him like last Thursday. So I bathed them over a week ago. So he's still fairly clean, but I feel like he needs a bath every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because he's running out there.
Same, some of the best of us need a bath every 2 weeks.
You know, a bath every 2 weeks, whether I need it or not, right?
You got a wine over there?
Yes, I do.
As a matter of fact. What's the wine for this evening you got here?
I got Seven Moons Red Blend.
Oh, okay. I got a Nighthawk Gold Buttery Chardonnay. It comes out of a box, so it's good.
Cheers!
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 Okay, very good.
Isn't it yummy?
It is good. This is the...
Are you into the white wine nowadays?
Well, I mean, we got both. This is what we got here. It's a... We got a few boxes.
Those boxes are good. Is this the Boda box?
Yeah.
Those are good. That's like my favorite box.
We just stocked up today.
We need to stock up on the box wine. The box wine is where it's at.
Yeah,
you know, like
seriously.
The bottles are nice.
Yeah, it's a nice bottle. Yeah, it's nice to have, you know, open a bottle for dinner or company. Well, we don't have
but
company
for
anymore.
Utility.
Yeah,
the box wine is where it's at.
We calculated this. There's four bottles in a box, and we did the math on this, you know, and it comes out to five bucks a bottle.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
You know, I mean, it's quarantine. We're all drinking a lot more. That's the whole Well, that's just me. It's true. Maybe just me.
No, I'm trying to cut back because
you're on the diet.
Calorie counting. Yeah. Down about, was it 15.3 maybe pounds?
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Congratulations.
That's a big loss.
Yep. I just got
a win at the same time.
It's a loss and a win. Yeah. I'm trying to do about five more. We're doing really well. My sweetie's on it too. I feel like it's almost a competition. We're really
close. You guys got a little competition.
Neck and neck here. It's good. We're looking good. We're feeling good, looking good.
So what's on the dinner menu tonight?
Oh, it's just...
I need to get a shock mount for this. This is a joke.
It's just leftover Indian.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of cool. I like some leftover Indian. That's never
No, it's great. I love it. I can go a long time with that, yeah.
Especially, do you have any appetizers that are left over?
Those went yesterday with a leftover Indian from last night.
Oh, okay.
I had some pakoras. So
pakoras are good.
But, yeah, no, it's good. Got the, chana masala?
Nice.
Got the saag paneer.
Nice. That's my favorite.
Is it? Yeah, vegetable korma.
Yeah. Yummy.
Is that how you say it?
I haven't had that in a while.
And the tiki masala vegetable, which I think
the
same sauce.
I get that all the time.
They usually do in the chicken.
Yeah. Well, you can get like lamb tika masala. You can get like all the meat.
It's delicious.
It's really good. It's got like a tomato-y base, but it's got creaminess.
Oh
to
my
it,
gosh!
It's a little bit sweet, and spicy.
It's very tasty. And a garlic naan.
You can get it with tofu. I've gotten it with tofu. Tofu tiki masala.
Tofu? I've got it with the paneer.
I've gotten it with tofu. Mm. Tofu tiki masala. They have
that
a lot of places
great.
Here that have tofu tiki masala. Yeah.
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 Wow. There we go.
So it's delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious. Isn't it but this week we're making all of our meals at home. So we're having on the menu black bean and veggie quesadillas with tomato and avocado salsa.
Nice.
Chunky beef bolognese sauce with zucchini noodles and basil ribbons. Tuscan kale and white bean soup with toast.
Wow.
Cheesy mashed white beans with sauteed kale and fried eggs. And the shrimp tostadas with guacamole and pico de gallo. And tonight we're having the chili.
Wow. So is this a meal kit or what do you got?
Meal lime.
Is that the kit or is that the...
It's an app so that you can
buy
grab
the stuff.
The recipes mm-hmm. From the app, and you can actually put your own recipes in there too, which I've done, and you can add them to the meal plan, and it spits out a shopping list for you.
Okay.
And then you can keep track of your recipes, eat, and it makes me happy. And then you eat like it's all whole foods. They don't have any like
you know,
it's not a lot of processed foods. It's just like eating like real food.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's...
The only processed things are like, you know, buy a tortilla or, you know, eat rice, I think. Or like, you know, maybe they might have you used some, you know, a pre-made sauce, but it's pretty wholesome.
Cool.
Very delicious. And very delicious recipes.
That sounds good. We've been doing the HelloFresh. That send you the whole thing.
Right. How's that going?
Oh, it's been great. We love it, but we made the discovery, you know, as we're calorie counting, we made the discovery that everything's pretty high calorie, and that's why it tastes amazing.
Is it?
Well, it's higher for what we probably would want for, I mean, we certainly don't do like, when something says it's like two servings, it's kind of like, it would be huge servings. Like, it's like more like three servings for some of the bigger things. But it's
how many calories are you looking per meal for dinner?
Well, I don't know.
Under 700?
Probably around there is okay for me, or even a little lower would be good. Really, it's the lunch I'm keeping it down with, mostly salads with like no dressing. That's kind of like my go-to.
Yeah.
But it's a little higher than what we, I think, would want to do every night, you know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah, because I'm looking at the... I'm looking at the nutrition facts for our meals. The biggest one by far is like the quesadillas at like 8:45.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? You got to have quesadillas.
We have to have
our Taco Tuesday. That's kind of our thing.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have that. You gotta have that. The rest of these aren't too bad at like under 600, you know? And that's not bad for me.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah, under 600 is pretty good. But like 845 is up there. But the quesadillas are so good, and it's the good fat and calories. It's like the avocado and stuff.
Oh,
you know,
boy, it's on. Now I'm hungry.
I know, man. I can't wait to eat. I was struggling. Like I was like, I need to edit these videos like ASAP. As like, because I just need to. I don't know. I need to make 6 videos a week now, which is a lot.
Wow, that sounds like a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? It is what it is now. This is I'm a video making machine now. That's how I
Yeah.
That's what I exist for. So
have you happened to catch any of the debate?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, I watched the first debate just for S's and giggles.
And you got it.
It was a mess.
That's a mess.
And after that, I watched the vice presidential debate, that like, I'm speaking that debate. And I saw when the fly landed on Pence's head, and that was great.
Oh, one of the famous times. Yep.
Great memes come from that.
Oh, yeah.
But I skipped the last one because I just, you know why I skipped it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I skipped it because I don't care. I've already voted.
Yeah.
So it's too late.
Right.
And B, I had a live stream the next morning that started at 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. That's way too early.
Yeah. It was 5 a.m. Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the 5 a.m. music for Animal Crossing, and it's like chill at 5 a.m. But it's mostly for like the people that live in Europe that watch my channel, because at 5 a.m. it's like noon there, you know? So
they can
watch a 5 a.m. stream, and it's fun. So That's all. But it, you know, it was a 5 a.m. 10K celebration stream, which was very fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
well,
but
that's quite an achievement.
I went to sleep at like 8:30. Mm-hmm. It's like the debate's coming on.
Yeah.
Too bad.
At like, it's late, you know.
Nine.
Yeah. Well,
goes and on. I had to get my Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney gameplay in before bed.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Always good times. My life now is making videos, video games, and dog walks.
Okay.
This is my entire existence.
Wow.
Like since quarantine. Video games, making videos, dog walks, and cooking, and always, and cleaning up the kitchen all day.
Wow.
All day, because remember, you're eating like 3 meals a day at home now.
Oh,
mostly.
Yeah, we're running the dishwasher like way more than ever. We used to run it like once a week, I think,
twice a day sometimes.
Yeah, it's
running
crazy.
The dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Ridiculous. Yeah. So that's it is what it is. You know, actually, I only eat sort of 2 meals a day.
Really?
Yeah, I'll either eat breakfast or lunch. I rarely eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'll start out eating, like I'll have brunch at like 10:30, mm-hmm. 11. And then why have lunch at that point? Then I'll just wait till dinner.
Do you sleep late? Is that?
No.
No? Okay.
I just don't eat early in the morning after I've first gotten up. It's like, I don't like the idea of it.
Do you do the coffee then?
Yeah, I do coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
coffee,
that's,
then you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's how you get there. Because I feel like the coffee, you know, takes the hunger off a little bit.
Mm. I got rituals, you know? So I wake up at like, here's, okay, you can talk about your ritual after mine.
Okay. People like this, right? This is what people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wake up around between 7:30 and 8.
Okay.
And I have coffee and mm-hmm. I play Animal Crossing while I'm having coffee. Take the dog out.
Nice.
He poops for like, you know, sometimes once or twice. Sometimes he's a two-time pooper. You know, he'll poop and then he'll take a couple steps and then poop again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's annoying because I can't. Here's the thing with that. Okay, I've discovered that he does the double poop sometimes. Sometimes it's like a minute between poops. Sometimes it's a few seconds between poops. So I'll pick up the poop with my like the bag, but then if I suspect he'll poop again, I have to hold the bag open, you know, in preparation to pick up another poop because I don't want to use a second bag because that's a waste of money, right? So. It's me just walking around with an open poop bag, waiting for him to poop again.
Oh, I see. You don't want to tie that off.
Yeah, I don't want to tie it off. So uh-huh. I'm walking around with my hand like this.
With the poop in the air, yeah.
With the poop in the air, okay. Exposed to the air. Because, you know, you put your poop bag around your hand and you scoop it up with your hand and then you, like, do that.
Mm.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Truthfully, I don't miss scooping a litter box. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, well, yeah. It's
gross.
It can be pretty bad, yeah.
It's one of the grossest things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my morning routine. And then I, you know, I start going from there. It's pretty much like, it's nice. Animal Crossing, coffee, dog.
Wow. Sounds like you got it down.
Got it down.
Well, for me, I don't know. It depends what's happening because I'm going into the office like one day a week now pretty much. But it's much more casual wake up. Like I feel like I'm usually up around the time the alarm goes off. I might, what is it, 8 o'clock? Yeah.
That's a good time. See, I wake up around 8 o'clock, too. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's a good time waking up.
And you know what? So, like, yeah, it's over. It's always bathroom time for me right off the bat. Potty
really?
Time. Oh, yeah. All the time. Full potty.
Full potty.
Full potty.
You know what? Honestly, that's been happening to me, too. It's weird.
No way. Yeah?
What is that all about? Like, you go to the bathroom, and you're, like, in the first thing of the morning, you're like, well, here it is.
Here it is. It's good, right? Start the day off clean chamber, so to speak.
I mean, I always end up going again.
Wait, so Kate, do you really? Are you? I'm sure we've talked about this on the podcast, but do you potty? You big potty every day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm almost back to back with every meal, so it's like three times.
Oh,
a day.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
I feel like you have a. I heard that's like this parasympathetic. A digestive system, I think that's called.
What is that?
I think there's a word for it. Like when you are stimulated to go to the bathroom, big potty after every meal. That's kind of like clover.
Wow. Huh.
You have a parasympathetic digestive system. Is that the right word?
Thing or is that like a problem? Because I'm always talking about this with my sweetie. We have different bathroom schedules.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So it's I don't know. I know this is, yeah.
Boy, this is fascinating.
Yeah. Well,
I say it says parasympathetic nervous system. So, like,
oh, it's okay.
Yeah. So you can, I feel like that's something that it happens with people if they, you know, they eat and then they go to the bathroom. It's kind of like a thing. It's a thing.
Is it a problem? Okay, good. Well, you know, it works out well because you kind of know what's going on. It's not like you're caught off guard, like, oh my gosh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's predictable. I told you, it's the same thing with Clover. He eats poops.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. And
predictable.
I don't know. It depends what happens if I'm going to the office. You know, well, maybe shower, maybe, you know, probably shower if I'm going to the office. And then it's just getting breakfast. It's not coffee every day, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I need coffee every day.
Every day, yeah.
Every day. It's part of the process. It's part of the process. If I'm not able to drink it, of course I'm not going to have it. Like, you know, like after surgery, I was like, F that. I don't need coffee. Like the couple days after surgery, I think like I waited a couple days to have a nice cup of coffee. Actually, yeah. I didn't eat or drink very much. Well, I drank. I guess I had water, but I didn't really eat much after surgery. I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
For like a week, I was like not. I was like, I had like broth, you know, but for the most part, coffee every day. It's part of my, it's part of the ritual.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I could. I just feel like I don't, maybe I should take a break sometimes. I don't do it every day.
I'm never taking a break.
You're never taking a break. Yeah.
No, I need it.
Speaking of coffee, and I know we talk about like pumpkin flavor stuff. I have been having a hankering.
Pumpkin spice.
Yes. I've been missing the Dunkin's. Pump because I haven't been to a place like that, but I might have to go. I don't know. And then
I have pumpkin spice K cups. I don't care. I drink pumpkin spice every day.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I might have to go, but I know pretty soon they're going to probably be done with that. And then it's, but maybe I could score the gingerbread.
Gingerbread.
Yeah.
You know what? Are they going to, they need to sell that so that I can have it at home. I'm not going to Dunkin'. It's a pandemic.
You can buy. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about going either. But, you know, I think you can buy the is it syrup or flavoring?
You can buy the syrup?
I think you can get it like on the black market. and you can get like
the Dunkin' syrup,
like a half gallon of it. I think.
Where would I get it?
I think
it's Amazon.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm almost certain that I've seen this stuff for sale. I don't know if they're supposed to be selling it. Whoever's selling it.
Sounds sketchy.
Yeah, but you can get yourself like a big thing of it.
I really want it.
Yeah.
If I could legit get it from Dunkin', like if they would sell it to me, legit, I would definitely buy it.
They don't do the K-Cups, huh? Maybe they will this time.
I mean, I've never seen the flavored K-Cups except for the vanilla ones. And maybe the hazel slut.
I thought they had the pumpkin.
I don't know. I'm drinking the Starbucks pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I get K-Cups delivered to me like every like month.
Nah, now I want some pumpkin spice coffee. Kind of I don't know why.
Pumpkin spice is money.
See, this is they get you. This is what they do.
Yeah. The pumpkin spice coffee is like the only that's all I want out of pumpkin spice every year.
Nothing else. No.
Like miss me with pumpkin spice cereal, Pop-Tarts, chips.
Yeah.
Even the creamer. Like, I don't need it. Like, just leave me alone.
We were trying to find the creamer because maybe we can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But no.
That's kind of the same thing, I guess, as having the coffee. But, like, what happened? Like, where are the apple flavored things for fall? Like, why is that like a not a top tier flavor?
Yeah. Apple flavored.
Cinnamon apple?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or like mold spice? Wouldn't that be the bomb?
I would think so. Yeah.
But no, it's freaking pumpkin spice for some reason. It's annoying. Pumpkin spice isn't even like, it has nothing to do with pumpkin.
Yeah. It's pumpkin pie, and people have pumpkin pie like once a year, maybe twice. So what's the deal? Why does everything have to have that flavor?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But I do like the pumpkin spice coffee. And gotta admit.
We're missing our annual shot of pumpkin spice vodka.
We are. I'm really sad about it.
Which I'm thinking, I know you're not sad about it, but I'm thinking maybe I need to just send you some so we could both do it on the show.
On the air?
Maybe that will have to be a thing. I mean, it could be November soon.
I would have it for a long time.
Well, that's the thing. This bottle I have is from probably like 6 years ago.
It never goes bad because it's alcohol.
And it's only used once a year.
It's incredible.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to do that. I'm going to send Kay some pumpkin spice vodka.
Oh, my God. I cannot even imagine getting that in like a delivery.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what is this? I'd be like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I got a couple swag bags that I wasn't expecting from like events I did, you know?
Yeah.
So like sometimes you get packages and you're like, what is this? It's like surprise packages. I need to set up a P.O. box.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That might be the move.
Yeah.
But then I'm afraid if I set up a P.O. box, I'm going to get all kinds of like nonsense. Maybe if I just don't share the P.O. box out like in publicly, I'll just, it'll be private. I don't know.
You have to go to collect it. That's the kind of a pain.
That's the other thing. Like, I don't want to go to the post office to collect all my nonsense.
It's really a pain. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pain.
It would be nice to have a PO just for that nonsense, like you say.
Yeah, I mean, I need something for the nonsense because, like, I don't want to give my address to peeps, you know.
I don't blame you.
You know, but yeah, I don't know. Somebody was like asking where they could send fan art.
Oh my gosh!
Like, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yes, you get that. I want to see this. That's okay. You've made it when
I was scared.
You're getting fan art. Wow,
I was scared. All right, I guess we're done.
I guess we've run out of time. Yeah,
it's time for chili. It's chili time.
By really fast. I don't know what we even talked about, but you know, I hope it was entertaining.
It was mostly about food.
Yeah,
and old internet.
Old internet. Kenya, believe it.
And you believe it.
All right. Well, good times.
Join us next time.
Yeah. It would be our first November show. We'll talk about probably Pikmin. I don't know. Leftover Halloween candy. Who knows?
I love November.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Thanks for listening. And
thanks for hanging out with us.
Catch you next time. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
10 seconds